Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation, folks. I'm your host, the man with the mic. I hope you tune in on Mondays to the American Campfire Revival. It's going pretty strong. It's going big. I'm still trying to figure out because, like, it's hard to watch because I do it via Facebook Live and I do it via my phone. And it's hard to – I'm trying to get it to where the video of the conversation campfires can come on the screen so I can show those, because when I've tried to do without – with them, it's a pain in the butt trying to get the going off the screen and stuff, showing it through my computer. So what I'm doing is I want to talk about getting us back to what did my new favorite elected rep from Texas, the Republican Myra Flores. I'm not loyal to my party. I'm loyal to God, you know, and that's what we need to get back to this nation and give it to him. But, you know, you got the wonderful, don't you just love Georgia? Don't you just love our favorite person in the whole wide room, Stacey Abrams, the race baiter, someone that's going to, if I said, okay, we need to go burn down buildings, she'd be calling me out. But when she tells Black Lives Matter to do it, it's okay. You know, and she's like, we gotta unseat Brian Kemp because we gotta destroy America. America's gonna collapse. I hate America. Every white person is racist. I don't care. I don't care if you support black people. I don't care if your mom and dad are black. You're racist because you're white. Even if you're born in South Africa, you can't be an African, even though you were born there and I wasn't. I'm Stacey Abrams, and I know because I'm going to destroy America. Oh, don't worry. The White House is refusing to provide transparency for Hunter Biden's artwork. You know, that money laundering where he did artwork and got cut loads of money for it, and it's basically laundering money, you know. And if you haven't seen the video where he's arguing with a hooker about the amount of crack he has, and he's weighing the crack. That's this. I don't know how much crack that is, like 20 grams or 27, something I forget, like 20.7 grams or something like that. I don't know. I don't know if that's a lot or not. I don't know about crack, you know. I work for a living. And you got all these pro-abortion activists, Cecilia Richards, overturning Roe v. Wade will destroy the Republican Party and they'll destroy America, and we're gonna be like a third world country where all the women are gonna be living in huts on dirt floors. Because, you know, I mean, yeah, get rid of the woman's ability to kill an innocent baby because she doesn't take responsibility for her own actions, and yeah, that's what you get. It's funny because Myra Floyd's the same lady, you know, that's putting God first. Yeah, she's going after Taco Jill, you know, because Taco Jill Biden, because, you know, imagine if like Junior was to be weighing out crack, that would be 24/7 news, 365. Imagine if that was a Republican referring to Mexicans that all they know how to do is cook and tacos and, you know, stereotyping. If a Republican was stereotyped, that thing would be 24/7, 365 coverage forever. Not now. Oh, the Associated Press again. Oh, that, I mean, like, who actually believes the media anymore? Associated Press falls into line and claims Cassidy Hutchinson not contradicted. Yeah, you know what I mean? She has to be. I mean, it's going to, they're going to try to they're trying to make up all kinds of stuff because January 6th, they have nothing. They're trying to make up stuff about President Trump. Makes no sense, folks. They got nothing, and they are nothing because they don't have God. Listen to this, folks.
Hey, friends. My name is Alexandra Hoover, and I am the author of Eyes Up, How to Trust God's Heart by Tracing His Hand. And today's verse of the day is Psalm 56:3, and it reads like this. When I'm afraid, I put my trust in you. What a powerful yet simple reminder from the psalmist to keep our eyes on the one who is the perfecter of our faith. Friends, I know that life is throwing so many different circumstances at you. I know that fear is our natural bent when things are out of control and feel so overwhelming. But faith in Christ Jesus, faith in the resurrection, faith in the power and in the presence of God is what we keep our faith in. Faith is our solution when our faith is in Christ. And so today, as you are walking through different circumstances, as fear tries to creep into your heart and into your mind, reminded of that simple truth, that although we may be afraid and feel afraid, our faith in Christ Jesus is our solution to keep going.
Psalms 56:3, but when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you, and that is Jesus Christ. You know, we put our, like that Texas rep, man, I'm not privy to a party. I'm privy to God, and that's what we need to get back to, you know, these people that, guess what, folks, women are going to be, hello, folks, and welcome back to MSNBC. I give it about 2 years. We got our abortion analyst here. I give it about 2 years, and women will be living in huts on dirt floors because of overturning Roe v. Wade. I mean, it's going to be that catastrophic. I mean, you know. And by that time, women won't be able to vote, they won't be able to work, they won't be able to do anything. Remember one time, I posted something, I posted it several times. Remember in a time far, far ago in the 50s, when a one-income household could provide for a house and a family of four and send the kids to school on one income? And all you get was, what, you don't want women to work? And I'm like, what does that have to do with women not working? In the 50s, one income, whether it was a man, most men were the ones that worked back then. There were women that worked, but it was a lot of single income households that were male. Guess what, folks? One income could provide for a family of four with a house and send the kids to college. Not anymore. Not anymore, folks. And all they, because they have to distract from. So I'd write a post out. Imagine a world where a woman could work and provide for a family of four. The husband stays home, cooks and cleans and does everything, and the kids get enough money to go to college and everything. Then you have families working three jobs, six total, between two people, and they still can't make ends meet. Oh, but what, you don't want women to work? No, I want to get back to a society where one income can pay for and provide a house and provide for a family of four and be able to have kids go to college. I want that. Don't you? Tonight, I want to dedicate, as I go through this program, to Marshall Foster. He is the author of The American Covenant. It's an amazing, amazing book. And if you have the Campfire Revival version, there's a foreword by Kirk Cameron. And, you know, he is battling pancreatic cancer. And he's going to come through that. And he's going to be a testimony for all. We've got massive prayers going around. So keep him in your thoughts and prayers. And if you haven't heard, I want to get into this because someone goes, the way this country's going, I'm going to have to leave. It's like people want to get away from freedom. I want to go to where government controls me. And someone's like, you need to go to the Netherlands. Well, I've considered moving to the Netherlands. I'm like, right now in the Netherlands, if you don't know, because the media ain't talking about it, they're having Green New Deal stuff going on right now. And these farms, okay, well, you're going to have to cut your cattle production because they produce nitrogen, this and that, and you're going to have to cut the nitrogen down, and you're going to have to reduce your cattle by this much and that. And Wellman's from the Epic Times interviewed a bunch of these people. Okay. Great. And then they say some stuff, and they're translating, and he goes, how is this going to affect you? Well, if this legislation goes through, I'm going to have to close my farm down. I will not be able to produce enough to make ends meet. I will have to, and they showed like hundreds and hundreds of people, we're going to lose about 50% of our farms because of this legislation, because to get to meet regulations, you won't be able to survive. Oh, but this building right here that's producing tons of nitrogen into the air and tons of pollutants that we have to regulate and cut down our cow population and farm population. Oh, they're closer to this like bog area, this like nature area that we're going to damage. They're closer than we are, but they don't have regulations. We do. And this one lady said kind of what's going on in the States. I'm on a waiting list to get a house in the Netherlands. And guess what, folks? They're giving them to Ukrainian people. And then you'll get people in the States like, how dare you not want to be there for the Ukrainians? Look at what they're going through. I'm like, yeah, okay, I have veterans that fought and have died basically for this country because they've come back and they've been crapped on. The government doesn't care about them. They don't get benefits. They don't get anything. They live on the streets. So they're basically dead. And guess what? Oh, yeah, they're trying. They don't get nothing, but we need to give. What did the Ukrainians do to save our country or fight for our freedom? Nothing. Oh, but how dare you don't want to be there for the Ukrainian people? No, I don't. I want to be there for my veterans, the people that wore the red, white, and blue and fought for my country. But you got people like Stacey Abrams, you know what? Well, we got to unseat because, you know, we got Brian Kemp who wants to make America better. He wants us to have food on the table and cheap gas and cheap everything. Brian Kemp, we got to unseat him. We need to get George Soros and all these Hollywood elites that are billionaires that think they're going to be in like the regime, you know, like when the government tries to control everything. It's like these people that we need to defund the police and we need to take away guns from people. I just want to go up there. I just want to go up to someone that says that and like go up to the security people. What are you doing? She wants to take away guns. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking away your guns. How can she have people protecting her with guns? Now, if she doesn't want to have, if she has bodyguards protecting her and she refuses to have them have guns, then okay. Then I got her back because I can at least say, okay, yeah, she wants to ban guns, but she doesn't believe in being protected by them. If she became president, the Secret Service would have no weapons. But that's not going to happen. She has like 25 people around here with AR-15s and AK-47s and assault rifles, as the media calls them. They're not that, but then, you know, and guns and weapons and, you know. Okay, if you want to defund, if you don't want guns, then you shouldn't be protected by people with guns. It's ridiculous. But the media is silent when it comes to the money laundering of Hunter Biden and his laptop and the artwork and him weighing crack cocaine, the video of that. Oh, that would be 24/7, 365 front page headlines. Because if you don't know, like you may have an hour of a program, but because of commercials and stuff, you may have like 49 minutes, 50 minutes, whatever, that you're actually on air. 95 to 99% of that time will be spent on that video of Donald Jr. if he was weighing crack like Hunter Biden is. But Hunter Biden, they ain't showing it. I mean, you get these people, man, I thought Biden would be better than Trump. Boy, was I wrong. What do you think? So what do you think when he said that he was going to get rid of America first? He said that? He said he was going to get rid of America first? No way. No way. 1 second, folks. I'm back, but you know, thank you for that little pause, but no, think about it, folks. That would be. Here we are on day 612 of the Russia collusion hoax. We know, you know, I mean, what is it like? Day 200 of like the January 6th thing? We know they did it. We know. If that was Antifa, those people would have been shot, but they were white privileged Tea Party Trumpers, and they went to they went in the Capitol building to get there to stand and get photos taken because they were posing for photos. That's right. Remember those old cameras? They would flip the, you would spin the dial, and when you spin it, it had like a 10-second thing, and by the time it got around, you had 10 seconds to get, when it went around, it would flash and take a picture so you could get in front of the camera. That's what those photos look like. Yeah, no one talks about how easily they got in there, but, you know, no one cares about that crap, but that's what they're doing, 24-7 front page news. But when Hunter Biden, when we're trying to get transparency on the money laundering with the artwork, that's all it was, he just did a whole bunch of crap, and he just slapped a bunch of paint, and it was some money laundering. He gave these paintings that probably, I guarantee you, someone probably just threw them in the garbage or burned them. But guess what, folks? No one's talking about that. Or him weighing crack or the laptop. Heck, one of the people that's involved in the cybersecurity with the FBI, where's Hunter Biden's laptop? What's going on with it? That's not my job. Okay. It goes back to the, if you know what, it's like the Fast and Furious. Remember that? Where if Eric Holter knew what was going on, he'd be in trouble, but he can't know what's going on. Well, he has to know what's going on. He ran the thing, but if he knows what's going on, he's in trouble. So he has to not know what's going on, which can't happen. It's just, but I don't know anything. Well, you have to know you ran the damn program. I don't know. But that's the problem, you know. I don't know what's up with, where's Hunter Biden's? Well, you have to know where Hunter Biden's left. No, I don't know. Well, who does know? How can we find out? I don't know. It's kind of like that movie Office Space. So you take the specs from the customers down to the engineers. Well, the fax does that, or my secretary. So what would you say you do here? I tell you, I got people skills, buddy. And he's screaming and yelling. I'm good at dealing with people. So what do you do here? What do you do here? So he's trying to make up. He doesn't do anything. Like the specs going from the customers to the engineers. It's computers, it's emails, it's secretaries. He's not doing, but he's trying to make up some way that he's doing something, even though he's not. And it's one of those things, it's hilarious. Because when you look at that thing, all this stuff, I don't know what a laptop is. I don't know. Who got the artwork? What did they pay for it? Where did it go? That's privy information. No, it's not. It's money laundering, and you guys don't want to. Imagine if Junior was to make artwork and sell it and not say who he sold it to and what he got for it. Imagine that. That'd be another 24/7, 365 coverage. 99% of the hour-long show on MSNBC would be all about that. Folks, we're on day 60 of trying to find out why Donald Jr. is money laundering through art. Why won't him and Trump divulge who they sold it to and what they got for the art? Why won't they do it? They need to go to prison and they need to be executed. So what's going to happen? They'd be calling for blood. They'd be calling for Trump's decapitation. They'd be calling for Junior's decapitation. Put him in the gas chamber, the electric chair, or lethal injection. They'd be calling for something because he made artwork and he didn't say where it went, who got it, what got it. Oh, but when it comes to Biden and his kids, oh, he's doing crack. No one cares. He sold artwork. They don't say how much it went for, who got it, where to go. I mean, at least if they said, hey, it was a kickback, it's money laundering. Someone scratched my back, so I'm scratching their back. They're giving me money, and so it's not like it's a, to make it look legit, I'm painting. We need more people like Representative Myra Flores. I'm not loyal to a party, I'm loyal to God. Then you got all these, and then you got all these people that want to leave. We're going to be in huts. We're going to be in huts with dirt floors because they overturned Roe v. Wade. How dare they do that? I can't believe they did that. You got to be kidding me right now. I can't believe they did that. Women won't be able to vote, da, 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 like I was talking about earlier. You know, when I posted that thing about, like, remember when a one-income household in the 50s could provide for a family of four, they had a house, they had a car, they could go, they could do, they went on vacations, they paid for college, and instantly it's like, oh, you don't want women working? No, I want a one-income household to provide. I want to make $5 an hour and be able to afford stuff. I'm going to be able to be like in the 70s when 1 month's salary in the Army could pay for a Rolex watch. Sylvia Richards overturning Roe will destroy the Republican Party because no one's going to vote for a Republican ever again because they overturned Roe v. Wade because they're eating evil and greedy people. We don't care about women. No, we care about life, you know, and they try to bring up this, well, they try to bring up the issue of, how do I put this? I want to make sure I'm saying it right. You know, that like 95% of the abortions are caused, you know, like, well, if she's raped, she won't be able to have one. If this happens, there's going to be medical exemptions for every, it's going to be so that the people that consensually have sex and get pregnant, they're going to have to own up to their responsibilities, and then you get these people that are ugly as sin. Like, we need to have, what do they call that? We're going to, like, have, like, a sex ban. I'm like, good with me. I'm married. I don't have to worry about having a sex ban, because unless my wife doesn't want it, I don't have to worry. And it's not, I mean, I can understand they're, like, supermodel, but they're always, like these very mean people that are just so mad at the world, because they don't have God. They don't have God. So it's like, what do I do? What do we do? I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm going to live in a grass hut because the media told me I am. And I'm going to sleep on a floor that's made of dirt because they're getting rid of Roe v. Wade. Folks, wake up. Smell the maple nut crunch. Think about things. 92% plus of every abortion is because two consenting people have sex and got pregnant. What do we do? What do you do if you have AIDS? Yeah, you have to take care of the problem. People get pregnant. I don't know what to do. Sorry. What do I do? Let me see here. I don't know. What do I do? I don't know. You have sex. There's consequences. You may have to pay for them. You may have to have a kid. Own up. If you're not ready to own up to possibly having a kid or an STD or AIDS, then don't get pregnant, folks. I'm going to check one thing, folks. I'm having one issue. I'll be about 30 seconds, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. Wherever you are, I'll be right back. Thank you, folks, for your patience. I got it all fixed. Thank you so much. But that's the truth. I mean, now we got, like, the issues with, like, Trump and Elon Musk and all this. I'm like, Lord help us. Lord, you know what I mean? And let's say, it's like, I think Elon Musk is hoping they sue or go after him so he can sit there and expose, okay, well, this is why I'm not buying it. prove me wrong, you know, prove, you know, but it's like, I don't support the electric cars, but I support Elon Musk, and it's kind of like, okay, it's like, well, but I don't want the electric cars, I'm like, I don't know. It's just sad. It's this whole Earth everything. Like, we need to save the planet. Yeah, and how Earth friendly is that? Is that an electric private Learjet you just flew in here? No. See, the whole like global warming crap is like COVID. Do as I say, not as I do. Okay. You need to be sitting at home wearing a mask and never leave your house. Oh, you're on your private yacht again? Oh, I didn't think I forgot. When you banned people from going to the beach and going on their private yachts and doing whatever they want to, living in their beach house or whatever, yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, it's okay for me to do it because, see, I'm a politician. I can do it. See, these rules are for thee, not for me. I can do what I want to. Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, folks, I'm going to ban guns, but I'll be protected by them, but you can't have them. I need to keep you safe by banning guns, then why do you need them? If you want to ban guns, then take away the guns from the people protecting you. If a person goes, I will respect anyone that's against guns that says, okay, I don't want to have anyone around me with guns protecting. No. I think they should have like a something that says they don't support guns. That way, when a guy starts shooting, okay, well, how do I take out the gunman but not protect her because she don't want to be protected by guns? So, you know, like, but it's the stupidest thing ever because you have all these people saying defund the police, da da da, and then as soon as they get shot at, where's the cops? Help! Yep, sorry, folks. Nope, they just cut my budget. I'm off the clock. Bye. You're not going to help me? How dare you? And then someone who did not want the police and wants to defend the police and get rid of the police and eliminate the police would be, that cop would probably be in trouble because he didn't help the person that didn't want the cops in the first place. And she'd be going to court. We're suing you for not protecting us. Well, what do you mean? You were just out there screaming, I don't like the police, I don't want the police. But don't worry, folks. Yeah, I wonder when, you know, people are going to wake up to the double standards. I want to play this for you. This is if I can find it on my phone. There's some things on TikTok that are so amazing, and this woman nails it, and you got to hear this. And there's a lot of people that are like, you need to share this and get this out to everybody. So you got to hear this.
I never dreamed that I would have to face the prospect of not living in the United States of America, at least not the one I've known all my life. I've never wished to live anywhere else. This is my home, and I was privileged to be born here. Today I woke up and as I had my morning coffee, I realized that everything is about to change. No matter how I vote, no matter what, I say something evil has invaded our nation and our lives are never going to be the same. I've been confused by the hostility of family and friends. I look at people I've known all my life, so hate-filled that they agree with opinions they would never express as their own. I think I may have well entered the Twilight Zone. We become a nation that has lost its collective mind. You can't justify this insanity. If a guy pretends to be a woman, you're required to pretend with him. Somehow, it's un-American for the census to count how many Americans are in America. Russians influencing our elections are bad, but illegals voting in our elections are good. It was cool for Joe Biden to blackmail the president of Ukraine, but it's an impeachable offense if Donald Trump inquires about it. 20 is too young to drink a beer, but 18 is old enough to vote. People who have never owned slaves should pay slavery reparations to people who have never been slaves. People who have never been to college should pay the debts of college students who took out huge loans for their degrees. Immigrants with tuberculosis and polio are welcome, but you better be able to prove your dog is vaccinated. Irish doctors and German engineers who want to immigrate to the U.S. must go through a rigorous vetting process, but any illiterate gangbangers who jump the southern fence are welcome. $5 billion for border security is too expensive, $1.5 trillion for free health care is not. If you cheat to get into college, you go to prison, but if you cheat to get into the country, you go to college for free. People who say there is no such thing as gender are demanding a female president. We see other countries going socialist and collapsing, but it seems like a great plan to us. Some people are held responsible for things that happened before they were born, and other people are not held responsible for what they're doing right now. Criminals are caught and released to hurt more people, but stopping them is bad because it's a violation of their rights. And pointing out all this hypocrisy somehow makes us racist. Nothing makes sense anymore. No values, no morals, and no stability. People are dying of a Chinese virus, but it's racist to refer to it as Chinese even though it began in China. We're clearly living in an upside-down world where right is wrong and wrong is right, where moral is immoral and immoral is moral, where good is evil and evil is good, where killing murderers is wrong, but killing unborn babies is A-OK. Wake up, America. The great unsinkable ship, Titanic America, has hit an iceberg, is taking on water, and is sinking fast. Speak up.
That sums it up. That sums up the hypocrisy that we talk about on my program, and Glenn Beck has talked about for years, and other people, you know, Todd Starnes and Rush Limbaugh would. It makes no sense. It makes no sense, but it's okay, folks. It's okay, folks. The Earth's going to end in 2 years. But not really, because, you know, I mean, it can't be that bad because I just flew in on a private Learjet to tell you that, folks. It's just, it makes no sense. It's like wiping before you poop, it don't make sense. But then you got like the most credible outlet, the Associated Press. I mean, like, anyone trusts like government-controlled media? Even the people in the Netherlands, like, yeah, all the stuff that's on there is just a one-sided view, and it's all politically motivated. But, you know, Katie Hutchinson not contradicted herself with her claims. The Associated Press falls in line and gets in line, and they fall in line. We know. I mean, the Associated Press starting to sound like Nancy Pelosi. Hey, thanks. I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I know this is ice, not water. I know it is because I'm Nancy Pelosi. It's not vodka. I mean, you may think it's vodka, and don't try to shake it and check your bubbles to see the alcohol content, because it's not alcohol. It's water. I know this because I'm Nancy Pelosi, and I know that Cassidy Hutchinson, she did not contradict anything. Her claim is true. I know she's legitimate. She didn't see anything. She just heard second hand from a friend whose brothers, best friends, sisters, cousins, uncles, half sisters, babies, adopted brothers told her. And he's true. I know. I never met him, but he has to be honest, because if he says Trump did something, he did, because I know Trump did something. Are you kidding me? Like, anyone believe the Associated Press anyways, really? I mean, I'm like, who believes the media anymore? I mean, there has to be people, because there's still people that, like, wear masks and crap. And it's funny how, like, I can't say, I've seen signs that say, like, myths about the vaccine. Like, if you've gotten COVID, you don't need the vaccine. You don't. There is documentation from people that now say, I don't care if you've gotten COVID, you should get the vaccine. There are doctors who are adamant about shoving the vaccine down your throat who 2 months earlier were like, yeah, if you get the, you get the flu, right? Are you going to get the flu shot after you've gotten the flu? No, because you got the antibodies. Well, same thing with COVID. Isn't it funny how you never hear about new strains of COVID or new all of a sudden we develop antibodies from all these diseases and stuff, but when it comes to COVID, oops. If the government was like a bar rescue show, or like one of those like Hell's Kitchen shows, like where like Gordon Ramsay would go and try to turn a kitchen or a restaurant around, folks, I'd be like, okay, we're screwed. Because, yeah, the restaurant's falling apart, and I'm expected to trust the, no. And so, like, the government is about as useful as looking at a restaurant chain that went under to see how to be successful. Now, if you want to see what they did to find out what went wrong so you don't make that mistake, great. Hey, we want to know what the heck, you know. Well, these are some ideas we have. Have they worked in the past? Does anyone know? Okay, let's try this. What the heck? Let's try a square burger. Why? Because I don't want to cut corners. It's just ridiculous. But it's amazing when you see, like when you have, like, these, a bunch of gay people, and they're, like, they're having, like, you know, they're, like, oh, like, you should have 50 genders and all this BS God made to. And they're all crying and carrying on and yelling and screaming, and, you know, and the guy's just, like, reading scripture and, you know. And it's like, I'm calm and collective. You're the one that's all pulling your hair out. If that is hair, I don't know if it's real or not, whatever. It's purple and orange, whatever. I'm calm and collective. You're the one that's in the moon and trying to... trying to force me, because since you're a... since you believe you're a woman, I have to pretend along with you. No, I don't. I'm not forcing anyone to be a Christian. When I do my Conversation Campfire Revival, my hope is that you find the Lord. My hope when I do intercessor prayer is that our prayers are answered and you find the Lord. Forcing anyone to do anything when it comes to religion. But, oh, no. But you're forcing me to accept the fact that you are a woman. I don't have to address you as a woman. You're not a woman. If there's no potential for you to possibly have kids, and I say that because there are some women that because of problems with their uterus, they cannot bear children. I don't have a uterus, so there's no way I can have a kid. And I usually say a woman is defined by a human being with a uterus that has the potential to give birth to a kid, barring any issue she might have that would keep her from getting pregnant. You know, like she has a problem or doesn't, for some reason, ovulate or whatever the case, you know. But, folks, teach your kids that there's only two genders. Put your money where your mouth is. If you don't like this government-controlled school system where they're having 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds taught about transgenderism and sex by people that don't know what gender they are, and it's the people that believe there's 50 genders that can't distinguish between a gender, and how dare you assume my gender, are the ones that would be are like yelling at you when they're like, well. But you don't want women to work? No, in the 1950s, you had a one-income household that provided enough money to have a house, car, go on vacations, take your kids to college. Oh, yeah. Remember those? Remember that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like all of a sudden, these people that can't tell what gender is what is all of a sudden magically... oh, I don't know. How dare you take away women's rights? I'm just waiting for someone to come out. Thank you for taking away a man's right to not be able to have an abortion. Because, you know, men can get pregnant, you know. If a man can get pregnant, he has a uterus and he's a woman. He may think he's a man, but he's a woman. I will never have a pap smear. I can't. You can think you're a woman all day long, but at 40, you're going to have a prostate exam. I know this. But it's okay, folks. Let's get these people out of this country that don't like it. Like that basketball legend. How, I can't believe it. I don't think they should play the national anthem, and then people like wanna free her. She's in the country where she belongs, folks. I wonder how she likes a real country, because, you know, how, you know, she's offended by America. Well, good, live in the country, good. There's a thing called common sense. When you go to another country, you got to abide by laws. Just like in America. You may have a medical marijuana card. You may be in a state where it's legal, but if you go to a state where it's not legal. Now, a cop pulling you over, if you have your medical ID card and you have the exact amount that you're legally allowed to have by that state and everything, they may cut you some slack, but they can arrest you. There's laws. That's why with medical cannabis, if you make it, if you come up with a dewdrop oil that's 50% THC, 50% CBD, and then you rub it in and it's an arthritis medication like a cream, you have to make it in every state. You can't make it all in Colorado and have it shipped. No, you can't do that. There's rules and regulations. She goes over to Russia and thinks she can do whatever, because I can do whatever I want because I'm a famous NBA. Look, I got arrested. Oops. Right now, she's probably thinking America ain't as bad as she thought it was. All these people that want communism, they need to go to North Korea. No, you're not going to go. No, we're not. No, you're not taking the train. No, you're going to sneak across. You're gonna go to the DMZ and try to sneak across. And then when you get people from the DPRK with guns, oh, this is communism. It's ridiculous, folks, but that's okay. It's okay. People are waking up, and maybe that will wake her up. I mean, she'll probably still be anti-American. Like, why didn't they do anything? Well, you don't like America. You don't want the national anthem played at the WNBA. Guess what, folks? She's where she needs to be. Sorry. If she don't like America, then maybe she needs to live in a country, a third world country. I mean, this is how far we've fallen off the wagon. You have Scarborough. If the Capitol rioters were Muslim, cops would have been gunning them down. Well, where was the National Guard? That's right. Nancy Pelosi refused Trump's National Guard requests. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, like that lady said, that little TikTok clip, the hypocrisy is overwhelming in this country. People that are all of a sudden offended by abortion but don't have a clue what gender is. Define a woman. What do you mean? What do you mean a woman? Like I've talked about three or four times, when I showed that photo of in the 1950s, a one-income household could provide food, house, a car, vacations, send the kids to college. What, you don't want women working? That was like two comments I got one time when I posted that years ago. I'm like, really? A one-income household can provide for a family of four in college and everything. One income. I didn't say men or women. Well, women mostly didn't work back then. I said, I'm not talking. Why are you bringing gender into this? I'm talking about being able to provide for a family of four with one income. And you're acting like I'm pushing gender.
I'm going to go grocery shopping. Okay. Let me shopping for
Ed.
Okay. Do you want me to know the lasagna?
I already cut it off.
Okay.
Just check it. But it's ridiculous, folks. It's like wine before you poop. It don't make sense. You know, it's like Bank of America is forecasting a recession with the economy shrinking by 1.4%. That's not what God says. They act like everything is great, everything is wonderful. Be prepared, folks. God doesn't say the fire won't come, and when it comes, you need to be prepared. It's just so unearthing in this nation right now with everyone. I mean, we're the common collective people, and you have all these people going nuts because, like, if you don't address... Okay, so if you pretend to be a toaster, I have to pretend along with you. And if I don't, you're gonna get your panties in a wad, and you're gonna go nuts, and you're gonna cry and complain and piss and moan and cry like a little 2-year-old girl. Wait a minute. Show me where I have to pretend that that person's a toaster. If you want to pretend you're a toaster, you have all that right. I don't have to agree with it. I don't have to support it. I don't have to address you as a Black & Decker toaster. No. Just because you think you are a girl, I don't have to pretend along with you. I can tell you that when you're 40, you're going to have a prostate exam no matter what, even if you think you're a girl. It's just ridiculous, folks, and it's this nation we're living in. It's a nation that people don't see, and I try to get to the normal people. It's the people that I made a mistake voting for Biden, and then when you show them all the things that Biden said, I'm like, I didn't know he said that. I didn't know this. Well, how in the heck can you vote for someone when you don't know anything about him? But then I know a lot of people that if you showed the video of Hunter Biden arguing with the hooker about the weight of crack he has. So, yeah, if that was Trump Jr., you'd want his head. If Trump Jr. was to take artwork, use it to launder money, and they weren't disclosing where the money went and who bought the artwork and all kinds of, guess what, folks? The media would have a heyday with that.
Yeah.
But Hunter Biden, they're not disclosing any of that, and no one cares. I got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. Don't forget, folks, no matter where you live, stand up for your rights and freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
Think to yourself, why should only like politicians be able to go and do when you can't? When the people can go and do and you can't. When a farmer has to reduce his nitrogen for the plants right next to the area that you're damaging, doesn't have to reduce their nitrogen? Doesn't cease, never ceases to amaze me. But I want to move on now to, I got about 7 minutes. I want to get into some Premier League news and transfer news and all that good stuff. And, you know, when you hear all, it's like, I wonder if anyone knows if Fabrizio Romano's leaked. Because that guy tweets, like, nonstop about transfers. But I was sitting there, and somebody brought something to my attention, and I was talking to because I have some friends from Germany the company I work for is run by Germans, a German company, and they have some German people over here, and I'm like, I was wanting to talk transfer window, and they're like, oh, we went to see baseball, and I'm like, tonight, we go to see baseball night, and they saw how'd the game go, and he goes, oh, it was at 14-2, it's a blowout so bad that they stopped the game early. I'm like, okay. And what happened, what's funny about it, is we're talking to Mike Lewandowski and all this stuff, and Bayern Munich and Barcelona, and Mark from the United States brought up a great point. De Jong is coming to United. It's basically almost a done deal. And how can you? He said he doesn't want to come. Well, Barcelona, a while ago, said De Jong is not for sale at any price. And De Jong came out and basically, they can't get Lewandowski. They can't get Rafinha. They can't make official bids and accept offers if they've got no money. They have to sell De Jong to get the money to buy Lewandowski or Rafinha or any of these players. Well, since they have to sell him and they're trying to make him look out to be the bad guy because people don't want him to go, he came out and said, I don't want to leave. Through him and his agent, I don't want to leave Barcelona. I don't want to leave this. So when Barcelona, who has to sell him to get money to get these players that they want, they're going to have to own up to the fact that now he's saying, I don't want to go. So if you're selling me, it's on you, not me. Because there's a lot of people, because De Jong doesn't want to be seen as the, I left Barcelona. He wants to be, that one of my cats opened the door and came in the studio. What's up, kitty? But anywho, he didn't want to be blamed for leaving. He's like, well, Barcelona's trying to look like he's not for sale, so that when he goes, Barcelona's not going to look like the bad guys because they're selling De Jong. It's De Jong that wants to leave, and now De Jong's saying adamantly he doesn't want to leave, so that when Barcelona sells him, what they basically already planned on doing, well, he didn't want to go, so you're selling him, so it's on you. I think it's brilliant, you know. But, I mean, when we beat in that little, like that world tour kind of friendly thing we had with Liverpool and we won 4-0, it was one of those games where if we would have lost, why did we get Ten Hag? It's over. We're not going to win one game. It's over. Should have just kept Bali. What the heck? We went 4-0 and everyone's in it's as far as like, okay, here we go. If we were in the Champions League, we'd win the treble, you know. And I love Ten Hag. He basically came out and made a comment like, calm down. It's one game. We got a long ways to go, folks. We're far from nothing. I mean, if we have to take on a real team, we're going to get our butts whipped 4-0. This is just a little friendly thing here. And I think every game's friendly in a way because, okay, even if it's an important game and points are on the line, folks, we're going to bring into some tragic news as on the way to Manchester United to play in a very important game, the Liverpool players were in a bus that was hit by a drunk driver and 4 of the 5 players have been killed. You wouldn't care about football. That didn't have fictitious, but if that happened, football will point be meaningless at that point. Your heart would be there for the team and the players. I'd be a scouser at that moment, like, Lord be with those players. Lord be, you know. But that's where we're at, folks. You know, I think we're on the right path. We got a long way to go, okay? You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, we want to be at, like, the treble winning side. We're like a 3, and we're a 3.1 now. You know, we gotta have players that want to, okay, any player that's staying that was there last year that shouldn't be there, they're getting a reset. They're getting a reset to 0, okay? You're getting a reset to 0. That's right. A reset to zero. You got to prove to me game in, game out. Not, well, look at, he scored two goals. Okay. That's great. You dominated this game. We'll dominate every game. It's a 60-game season. You need to play 50 out of 60 games good. Not the other way around. We had a great game. Okay, I don't want this. We got to get past this. Well, okay, it's a number 19 seed team, and we lose 3-0, but we beat the number two team, Man City. I was tired of the roller coaster of, man, okay, we're taking on a whole city. If we beat Man City 3-0, whole city should be easy. They're 19th. They're possibly going to be relocated. And then we lose the whole city. How can you beat Man City and lose to whole city? Or beat Chelsea and lose to Sunderland, or like a really bad team? I saw some good things, but there was a lot of bad things. And it's nice to see Ten Hag. Like, yeah, you won, but this is the bad. This is what we got to work on. This is all the bad. Think about it. So, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Thank you so much, and hopefully we can hear Lewandowski going to Barca, and we get De Jong, and we get some other players. Maristella and stuff like that. So remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Wednesday, good night all, and God bless you. Goodbye.